Now, the Midwest Family Player of the Week, sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, MailMax, and Visual Performance Center.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jordan Jensen with WSJM Sports, and I am here with this week's Midwest Family Player of the Week, Alexis Stongrass of Hartford High School Basketball. Alexis has led Hartford to an amazing 9-1 regular season start, where she has been averaging an incredible 15 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 blocks per game. In last week's game, she had 16 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 blocks in a 38-34 win over Centerville. And then against Decatur, Alexis had 10 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 blocks in their 31-26 win. Alexis, congrats on the hot start to the season. What do you think has been the key, not only for you, but as a team so far?
I think the key has been we've been putting in a lot of work trying to get, like, our strengths identified and then identifying our weaknesses and working on those, like targeting what we fall short of and especially pushing those in practice.
Okay, and what about individually?
Individually, I have been working a lot on my own, doing like shooting, identifying my own weaknesses, kind of targeting those to work harder in those aspects.
Okay, and what were some of the weaknesses that you've been working on the most, whether that was in the off season or in the season or what?
I think one of my biggest weaknesses was like kind of not mentally being able to handle like the pressure of having, you know, a good game and then the next team expects you to have a good game. So I like would mentally like struggle with them pressuring me. So and then I learned to play against pressure. I've been working on how to identify when I need to score, when I need to kick it out. Kind of a mental game for me right now.
Okay. No, that makes sense. That's one of the last things to come for athletes. Now, as a team, you girls are only giving up 31 points a game. There's no way that can be my mistake. Like, there's got to be some sort of mindset all off season in practice, whatever it is, that there's an emphasis and there's a pride factor to it. Is that the case, or what is it? What is the reason for this amazing play on the defensive side of the ball?
So our coach, Coach Olds, has always told us that offense comes from defense, and if you can shut a team down, like, there's nothing they can do to win, and that comes from, you know, make sure we're talking and good, like, you know, just teamwork. Mm-hmm. And we've really kind of locked down on that, making sure that we kind of put up a good defense, so then offensively they can't score, and then all that's left is putting in our offense. Mm-hmm. So really we've just won from playing good defense at times.
Good defense, okay. And now that was the team. You individually, 3 blocks a game. I mean, that's really impressive. Any level of basketball anywhere, right? So for you individually, is there a sense that, okay, the coach wants us to play a great team defense, I got to be the leader of this, or what is it?
Well, I'm kind of the back of defense, so mm-hmm. I'm a lot of the eyes, the mouth. Like,
right.
I do a lot of the communicating, a lot of the seeing, so I have to, you know, kind of speak up and control the defense at times, but also because I am, like, you know, not your average height, I do have an advantage when it comes to blocking and stuff. So I think my team kind of relies on that a little bit at times, and mm-hmm. I take pride in that. That's definitely something I would say is one of my strong suits, mm-hmm. but it definitely comes from a lot of my team trusting me and knowing that I'm there, trusting my, mm-hmm. you know, my voice. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned not the average height, just so our listeners can kind of get a sense of what you're talking about. How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
Okay, yeah. And then on the flip side, offensively, you've been averaging 15 points per game. What's the key, what's the strength, I guess is a better word, for your offensive game?
I play a post, you know, center forward kind of. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of strength comes from, you know, kind of knowing where you're at in the court and powering through them. And it also comes from a lot of my guards. Like, I have to have a good guard to be able to get a pass into me. So a lot of credit goes to my guards for, you know, seeing me and mm-hmm. knowing when to pass, when to not, and good looks. Mm-hmm. So I say it's definitely a team effort for me to be able to score that much. But also, like, physically and mentally, I have to know when I can score, when I can't, and, you know,
right.
look for the best options.
Right. Knowing what's a good shot and what's a bad
yeah.
shot. Right. Okay. And now as a team, you start the season out 9-0. Amazing start, right? Literally can't ask for a better start. Last night, a tough 1-point loss to Mendon. That has to sting a little, right? I imagine. Or is it kind of like a relief in a way, you know, that you got this undefeated kind of label off your back? Maybe a team doesn't look at you the same way coming in the building each game. Which way is it, I guess? Or I mean, it's probably a little bit of both, but which one more, I guess?
I think it was definitely kind of hurt a little bit, kind of like a smack in the face, but it's definitely something that will help us be better, because now we have to really want it if we want this conference title and, you know, if we want that kind of undefeated look. And I think we enjoyed having that because it kind of gave us a sense of like confidence when we walked into these gyms, like we are that undefeated team. But now that we have lost, I think it'll, you know, kind of get back on the track of like, we have to work for this if we want it.
Is that something you guys talk about as a team, like being undefeated?
Yeah, our team, we definitely talked like that. Well, we kind of made history this year because that's the fastest, best start Hartford has had in a while for girls basketball. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we did talk about it, but we also talked about how much we did really want it and how much we fought for it a lot of the time. But now, I mean, we got to want it more. Mm-hmm.
So now that the undefeated season's out the window, what's the goal the rest of the season? Is there something in particular? Is there a trophy that you guys are really eyeing, or what is it?
So definitely conference. We are still tied for number one in conference. We were number one, obviously, but now it's between us and Bloomingdale. So it kind of is up to us to decipher how it'll go. And I think definitely if we lock in and are ready to work, we can definitely go for conference.
Okay. And if you had to choose one thing about your team right now that, okay, we have to get a little bit better in this area if we want to get that goal,
I think it's definitely talking, communicating, like on defense, but also offense, like looking for the right pass, making sure we're identifying what's going to work, what's not. It's just kind of a mental game in a way for us. I think we're really good. We have the skill. We just need to put it to work now.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And then you'll have an opportunity tonight, right? You guys have a game against Water Valley, right?
Yes. And this game will definitely be like, I mean, if we can win this, it'll definitely be a statement.
And you said, you mentioned to me earlier that Water Fleets, are they undefeated right now too, right?
Yes.
Okay. So a big game tonight, and that's at Water Fleet, right?
Yeah.
What time?
It starts at 5:30.
5:30. Okay, awesome. Now, outside of basketball, do you play any other sports here at Hartford?
I played volleyball this fall, and then this spring I plan to run track.
Okay. How long have you been playing volleyball for?
Since about third grade when our program started.
Okay. Wow. Started young. Now, if you had to choose volleyball or basketball as, I don't know, your favorite, which one would you choose?
Basketball all the way.
I imagine your coach is pretty happy hearing that right now, probably. So, okay. Awesome. That'll do it. Alexis, congrats on the hot start to the season. Good luck tonight and good luck the rest of the way, okay?
Thank you.
The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, with two new St. Joseph locations, downtown and Cleveland Avenue, member FDIC and equal housing lender. By MailMax and Visual Performance Center, specializing in advanced visual training, Stonegate in St. Joe.